Kesimin Vav Page Mem Gimel Tzasti Nebrachos Uvaruchu Rechshmo V'Amein Uvo Yud Aleph Seifim Kodim Sheivarech Page Mem Gimel Seivav Kodim Sheivarech Eze Bracha Tzarchu Levas Eze Bracha Shu Tzarchu Levarch. This is a very important halacha. Kidei Shebishal Shu Maskers Hashem Yisparach Shu Ikor HaBracha Yeda Mashe Yisayim. A person before he begins the bracha shall already know what he's making a bracha, and it shouldn't be you're daydreaming, you pick up a piece of food, you go to a kiddush, pick up a piece of food, you know, you don't, is this shahakal, this mizonos, and as you're making the bracha, you figure out what bracha you're going to make. So Adama, you should clearly know before you say Hashem's name, the ikkar part of the bracha is Hashem's name. When you say Hashem's name, you should know what I'm going to conclude. Shahakol niya bidvaro, bari per eitz, bari per Adama, bari per mizonos. It should be clear to you when you say Hashem's name, because Hashem's name is the ikkar of the bracha. The entire theme of this seif is the kedusha of Hashem's name. We're going to talk about this later on at the end, after the next session, but it's very important to focus on the kedusha of Hashem's name when you make a bracha. Kidei shebishah shu mevaskeres Hashem yisparach shu ikar habracha yeda ma she yisayim v'asu lasa shum dama bishah shu mevarach. When you make a bracha, you're not allowed to be doing anything. You're not allowed to be looking at your email. You're not allowed to be touching your phone. You have to full concentration. V'lo yivarech b'mehiros ele yichavin perush hamilos. V'zelo shesefer hachasidim kishunoytel yodav yishayivarech. When a person washes his hands oshav yivarech al haperos or al mitzvah hashaguros b'fi kol adam yichavin libo levarech b'shem boiroi asher hifli chastov. His kindness is wondrous. Imo, with the person, Hashem has one that's done wonders with this person, with himself. V'nasan lo haperos was kind to give him the fruit, oy halechem the bread, lehanos mehem, v'tzivahu al hamitzvah, has commanded him to do this mitzvah. V'lo yaseh ka'adam o'isa davar b'minog. You should not do like people who just do things through custom. Umoitzi dvar mipiv below higoyin halev without concentration. Vel davar zeh chora af Hashem. Vesholach biad Yeshaya v'amar yahan. Because why will these people suffer? Ki because nigash am hazeh. They have come near to me. How have they come near to me? The pasuk explains. They've come near with their mouth, befiv uvisfasav, with their mouth and their lips. Kibduni, they have given me honor. But velibo yirochak mimeni, their heart is far from me. Utihi yirasa maisi, their fear for me is nothing more than mitzvahs anashim milimuda, rote. Milimuda means rote. They just do it on autopilot without giving it any thought. I heard once from a Talmud Chacham, a beautiful interpretation. Milimuda means nice pshatim. Nice drush. You learn Shemona Esrei. You have to go to a shiur on tefillah. Wow, what a beautiful interpretation. Why do we say, look at Avram, look at Yitzhak, look at Yaakov? Beautiful, beautiful pshat. And then when it comes time to daven, rib, it doesn't. Oh, you'll ask them, what does it mean? Oh, I went to a shiur on tefillah. It's very good. It's very good to have nice pshatim and vertloch on tefillah, but if you don't use them to implement them in your tefillah, make use, it's not worth. That is called mitzvahs anashim limud. You can call over the average person in the street; they'll tell you the most brilliant chidushei Torah about the perushat tefillah. But it's still cool. So you'll think, what a generation. Go back 100 years ago. Was anyone such a bucky muflo? Can they tell you how many letters there are in Shimon Esrei? And which bracha is missing this letter? And which bracha is missing that letter? And why you do this? Why you do that? And this one, that word? But it's all still called mitzvahs anoshim limud. It's a limud. Tefillah is a limud. It's not something that you really take seriously. This is what Yeshaya. This is the Musar of Yeshaya. Amar Akash Rechel Yeshaya, Re'e Ma'asai B'nei Adam, look at what people do, ki Eina Ela Lefonim, it's only for show, on the outside. They move their lips, they shuckle, but U'machazikim Ba, they hold on to it, Ka'atam Shemachzik V'neg B'minik Avosa B'yadav, B'yadai, a person is just doing what his father did, Ba'am B'beisti, M'spal M'fonim, they come from home, they pray, Tilos HaKvulos K'minik Avosehem, Lo'i B'lev, Shalom, now without out their heart. I was once in a shul and they were saying slichos, and it was a fight. Which one they should say? It was a Monday, Thursday. There are different minhagim. There's different minhagim. Do you say? Do you change the order during the aseret shemei tshuva to say the yud gimel midos harachamim? So the minig, most people have the minig that you switch it so that you shall say Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim on a Monday or a Thursday in Eis Ratzon. Some don't. Different minhagim. So I was in a shul and they were fighting. Should we say Yom Gimel whatever on Yom Dalet or Yom Hey or Yom whatever it was, because to make that switch. What's the minig of this shul? Do we switch in order that it should be on Monday, Thursday? So they were fighting. And they were fighting. And they were as they kach that instead of going, this is slichos. Boom. With this one you go boom, and this one. This is not slichos. It's exactly what Hashem is saying to Yisrael. You totally missed the point. So another what?
The minhag of that
machlekes. Another fight they had is that should they daven nusach sfard, poilin, olita. So some people protested that really we're doing the wrong thing. Therefore, we're going to make our own minion. We're going to go upstairs and make our own minion because that's what we have to do. That's slichos. This is chatos. It's a joke. It's a joke. Okay. Afudna says that he said about a bachar. Says bachar, young bachar, you know, they're who are in shaduchim. They clap al chay. They go. So you would make what sounds? You would say shidduch, shidduch, shidduch. Instead of al chay, what are they being misspelled for? Then someone told me a joke. What?
They were saying shidduch.
Should I? Should I? And someone told me a joke. He was watching a bachar say al chait, and there was something on his garment. So he went, so he saw like a fly or a speck of. So he goes going like this. Instead of giving a clap, he went. Person is not paying attention, has other things on his mind, more important things. Haim, so here he writes, Boim bevesim espalabu fanayim tfilos hakvulos kemineg avasev v'loi v'leiv, showing out the full heart. Haim menakim es yidayim, they bang their hands. Menakim, they clean their hands. Umavarchim al natilas yidayim. Uboitzim mavarchim, they break the bread. Umavarchim, they break brichas hamotzi. Shoysim, they drink. Umavarchim kamoy shadavar shogabhim, it's on autopilot. Af wrote, Af be'eish shehein mavarchim, eina mischavnim levarchim, they have no intend to bless me. Lochain, therefore, al kain, chora apo, Hashem's anger is kindled, v'nishba, he swears, b'shmo hagadol, la'abeit, this is frightening, chochmas chachomov, hayoidim also, who know Hashem, mvorchim also, b'minok, throat, v'lo b'kavona. T'chsiv, b'asrei, it says further, what did it say after this pasuk, v'misavos, v'limuda, lochain, hirni yosef, v'chulu, v'ovda chochmas chachomov, and the wisdom of the wise will be lost. Therefore, he's sorry. Chacham al davar. The chacham were extremely careful concerning this matter. V'amru asay devarim l'shem po'alam. Do something for its sake. Do it for its own sake. Ad kan l'shono. In other words, have full kavanah to whom you are blessing. V'roy l'adam shi'ag l'satzma l'mas ha'brachas b'kol rom halacha. Okay, we're learning halacha. First, should say the brachas out loud. Ki ha'koil me'oirir es ha'kavanah. The kids of Shulchan Aruch says the yisod sound when you say it b'peh. It arouses kavanah. Base. Kishuhu mevarich. Now, one thing I left out over here. It's not here. I have another sefer very similar to the Shemesh and Halacha. It has other halachas. He says that he observed that many times women, when they wash the tilas yodayim, they put their ring in their mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. But you should not say the bracha when the ring is in your mouth. And he observed, at least he observes, that many women are not makbar on this. They put it in their mouth, they wash, and after they wash, while they're drying their hand, I don't know, you can swallow the ring. I don't know how they can do it. But it says here very carefully that when a person is making a bracha, you're not allowed to be doing anything. You have to be completely free. And if you're holding on, you're not allowed to be holding on to anything. You also criticize people that put on their tefillin. While they're putting on their tefillin, They also have their hand on their jacket, or they have their hand there. They're doing other things at the same time. That is wrong. When a person gets an aliyah, some people have a tendency that they carry things. They're not supposed to. You're not allowed to be holding anything in your hand when you make a bracha. When a person gets an aliyah, if you have your special chumash, your treasured sitter, you're supposed to put it down. You're not supposed to take the aliyah and make the bracha when you're holding on to anything. Hold on to the atzei chayim. You're not allowed to be holding on to a chumash, a sitter, and certainly not a child. Child that your grandfather brings his child. It's the wrong thing to do. It's very nice to bring your children, the grandchildren, to base like Knesset, but it's not the right thing that when you get the aliyah, to be certainly not to be holding the child. And even if he's by your side, if he's so young that you need to actually hold his hand when you're making the bracha, that is mamash what it says here in halacha, that you're not allowed to do this. Your hands, it says here in Pirshat Halacha that you have to be completely removed from any hands free from any other thing that you're doing when you recite a bracha. Let's see, Beis Keshuma Varech Ye Piv Naki Min Harik V'Gam Shor Dovel Lo Ye B'Sech Piv Shenema Yimale Pi Tehilasecha. A ring cannot be in your mouth when you make a bracha. Nothing in your mouth. Gimel, next Halacha. Gimel Asu Lo Hitzi Shem Shemam Levatola. It is forbidden to say Hashem's name in vain. V'Cholamotzi Shem Shemam Levatola V'Chaz Ola Oiver Al Mitzvah Saseid Siv, as Hashem Elokecha Tira. It's a loy sasei to know precisely as Hashem Elokecha Tira. If you fear Hashem, you will not say Hashem's name in vain. Siv, it says in Los Tishmar Lira as Hashem Hanichbad Vehanaira Zehu Michlal Hayira Shaloy Lahazkir Shmo Hagodl Ki in Bederech Shevach Ubracha B'mashu Mechuyev Oy Bederech Limud. What you're Mechuyev to do or in learning. Me'ikar Hadin, when you're learning, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. The Minhag Olam today is not to do so. We don't do this. It's a very famous story of Rav Moshe. The Talmud Muvuk of Rav Moshe here. And instead of Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe would say a Shir. So even when he would say the word Elohim, referring to a judge, in Chumash, many times the word Elohim means tchoil, it means a judge. He would say Elohim. So someone asked him, you're even allowed to say Hashem's name when it's referring to Hashem derech limud. So why are you saying Elohim when it's chol, when you're referring to a judge, you're reading a piece of Gemara, a pasuk, and it's chol, and you're saying it, saying Elohim? So Rav Moshe said here in MTJ, we have zakenim who come here. They're amaratzim. They say amaratzim people that are just unfortunately they're not learned people, and they come. They just come. They come here. It's a warm place to sit down, get a cup of coffee. And if they're going to hear me say Hashem's name, they don't know that when I'm saying Elohim, I'm saying, referring to a judge, I'm saying Hashem, they think I'm saying Hashem's name. They're going to learn from me to be mezalzel in the Kedushas Hashem.
What does he do in reference to other gods? King Loidom or...
I don't know. He says that he. This is a very famous story. He even when he said Elohim by in reference to Chol in that situation, this halacha. This halacha to be very careful of as Hashem Elokecha Tira Leman Tilma Liyiras Hashem Elokecha Shu Mechuyev I believe the Achlima the Yorei the Yizdazea Ivar. A person should be terrified. His limb shall shake. Mishal Shumaskes Hashem Yisparach Shemo. Avloy Lo Hayutzir Chas. Not only is a person not allowed to say Yud Kei Vav Kei Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, Elo Kol Hashemus Hamiyuchadim L'Shmo Yisparach is Aser. Now here's a very big chumra. V'loy Levav Loshon HaKodesh Aser Elo Afilu B'chol Loshon Aser. So the occasion says, I'm going to say G-O-D, God, he says that a person should not say it Stam Azay. It's holy. It's a holy expression, and the person should not be a loose tongue even to say that. That's included in the halacha of Hashem Elokecha Tira, even to say Hashem's name in that fashion. V'yamakalel es chaveroi oy es atzmo b'shmo yisparach oy b'kinui, even saying God or anything like that. So that is certainly, it goes without saying, is osur. Or even with a kinui. What's a kinui? So he lists, he enumerates them. Kmo masha mishabchin bo hakadosh baruch hu, kmo hagadol, hagibor, v'hanayra, hanemon, hoadir, v'hechazok, v'hamitz, v'hazuz, chanun, v'rachum, kano, erech apayim, v'avchesed, b'chol loshon chayiv malkois. Wow. if a person curses his friend with Hashem's name, even a kinui is chayiv malkos. That's serious business. Uvavonoseinu haram roiv hamoin am einam nisharim v'yomim b'loshen ashkenaz got zol. So Uchadoyme, he says, saying this about a person is Aloy Sasei and is Chayiv Malkois. Half leva fella. Okay, this is Chayiv Malkois. The Oyim is there a lav shell Torah of not allowed to be Moise Shem Shemam Levat Holo, the Lam is the Shem Kechatira. As a shem of the moitzi shem shemaim levat hala, v'mkilal b'loy shem v'loy kinyi or shahitz aklala ba mechlal advarim kagoyin shamar al yehi ploidi baruchu baruch Hashem. He says it in negative form. He may not be blessed. Uchodem avti shein chayv malkos. Even though in this case he's not chayv malkos, it's sura miikod. There's a prohibition. V'chinas luchtav b'shul michtav shmo yisparach b'chol lashon. You're not allowed to write Hashem's name. The rabbim Toyim v'koisim shmo yisparach b'loshen Ashkenaz. I guess G-O-D. He's very machmir. Not everyone agrees, John. This is very machmir. The Kishuk Menach. Not everyone is so machmir, but he is very stringent. B'loshen Ashkenaz. Oy shekoisim teva ida. This is the word which is
adieu.
What?
Adieu.
Adieu. You heard this word? B'loshen Sarfas. Ubi uroi am Hashem. Uya means Am Hashem, the nation. What? Dear means God?
Dear means God.
Adieu.
Okay.
It's worse.
I don't know French.
It's worse in Hawaii. It's worse in Hawaii when you say aloha, when you say hello goodbye.
Haluka.
A-L-O-H-A.
Mamashing Hashem's name. Vu Isser Gomor. Kiliachazman, to write this on a letter, Kiliachazman Yiskalgel Hamukta Biashal will be ended up in the garbage. Whatever Zegarmi and Neos Bishol causes Hashem's ending in the garbage causes poverty. Mash Hashem Shemai Motsoi, where Hashem Shem Shem is found, Mikol Shekain Bibizoin Vachas Shalom, whose Shrikhan is Chakmus, this Amsos Levatel Zos, not write Hashem's name on any type of letter. Now, what do we do today? Today it's a massive problem with this technology, with all the papers, all the different Torah. So, Oilam is where it's only printed for the purpose of disposal. It does not have a kavias. It's done by machine, so we're very makel. And as long as you don't dispose of derech bezoyin, it's well accepted that it's mutter to do. In other words, if you have a photocopy of newspaper, you have newspapers, as long as you don't throw out the newspaper derech bezoyin in a disgusting manner, it's fine. You have pamphlets in shul, they hand out all the pamphlets with divrei Torah, just collect it, you put it in a plastic bag so it's not noticeable, and you throw it in the garbage. You put it with the recyclable, with the newspapers. That's fine, but not to do it b'derech b'zayin. Yeah.
By the way, I mean, he gives the French example of saying goodbye, but goodbye.
Yeah.
Itself.
It means also what is it?
Corruption of God be with you.
Uh-huh. That's what they say. That's what it means. Yeah. Goodbye is God.
Good. Be with you.
God be with you.
That's how goodbye came to be.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
Say hello. Bye bye. You say bye.
Okay, hello, shalom. Shalom is Hashem's name. It's also problematic. Okay, I know it's very. These are all very difficult. In Yonim, people, some people don't. They don't write the Ezras Hashem, B'siat, the Shmaya, there's Hashem Yisparach on top of a letter. So many. Some people do. Some people don't. And even on invitations, there are people that will refuse. They will not write the Ezras Hashem Yisparach or B'siat, the Shmaya, because it's going to end up in the garbage. So why should you be marbe zilzul Hashem Yisparach? Okay, different episode. Other Rabbi after so. Wedding, how can you take away the Shem Hashem? B'siat b'shmaya, you have to be makar tovah kol shparuch on the invitation. It's not your problem to worry about what's going to the garbage. Right. So, what do you? So, this is a very difficult topic, and there are different opinions on in this matter. And today's generation is with the computer. Okay, we'll get to that in a few moments. You have Hashem's name on the screen. What about videos? Okay, we'll come to that soon. We'll watch a video of a wedding, and under the chuppah make a bracha, baruch atah Hashem. We'll come to that in a few moments in the Shem Hashem halacha. But obviously, this is a very difficult problem. And but the one thing that you take out of what he says, very smart, he wrote this in 1890, U'tzrichin hischakmus v'samsus levatul zos. You need to be wise. Chacham einav b'roisha. You have to know what's coming and try to deal with the situation the best that you can. We do have this concept that zilzul shem shemaim causes poverty, anios. We do not understand what this means. Why should that be so? But emunas chacham, if Chazal say that this is true, so we have to believe that this is true, and we have to be careful. When a person wants to roch and he has roch in his mouth, yorik tchilo, he shall first spit. V'achakach yomer es Hashem. V'lo yishomer es Hashem. Do not say Hashem's name. V'achakach yorik, because then it looks like that he's spitting chas v'shalom at Hashem. So first, a person should remove the roch and then say Hashem's name. Not come to a situation where he needs to say Hashem's name and then spit. V'chein kishminashek es haSefer. And then he realized he's going to first he shall remove the roik and then kiss the sefer. Yorik techila v'loy achar kach. Kishreit zelahasker es Hashem yomer tevas Hashem. Let's say you want to say Hashem. We say Hashem, Hashem. So you shall say Hashem or Hashem. Do not say Ado. V'lo k'mo shetoyim ha'hamoyim v'yavim Ado Shem. That's wrong. We say Ado Shem, that's a corruption. Shem is a kinui for Hashem's name. Saying Ado, you right away entering into the exact pronunciation of the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Why? Why should you enter into the pronunciation of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei when you can just say Hashem or Hashem? So don't say like the Hamon, say Ado Shem. Ki ein ze derech kovoid shalmaila. Bottom line is don't say Ado Shem, say Hashem. Let's see over here on the previous page in Aleph. Very, very interesting little insight about tape recorders, or what they call the phonograph gramophone. Aleph. Page Mem Dalin on the bottom. Also, Lo Yitzchi Shem Shemel Batola. Ein B'shal Shuvas Tarshish Sheheim Shar Shoyam Tarshish Shoyam. The Im Marich Michona. If you set up, if you turn on a phonograph gramophone, Umezameres Mashen Nig Nu B'Soicha Chazonim Kale Hadas. Woo. So right away, he's very, very, I can't say this about today, that's nice to say, but in that time when he's writing this, that there were these chazan, the Kale Hadas, they were not from the big Yerei Shemayim, and they recorded chazanus with Hashem's name. Today, Baruch Hashem, you don't hear this at all. Today, you buy a tape, you buy even the record, the recordings for the Yom Noirohim. Today, they're all done. They will never say Hashem's name on a recording, Baruch Hashem. But in previous generations, they did. They made recordings with Hashem's name. And now when you play these recordings, you hear Hashem's name on the speaker. So he says something which is hard to believe. This is not acceptable halacha, as he'll say in a moment, but he says, Oiver Hamarich, the one that turns on the tape recorder, the one that turns on the CD, is Oiver Al Haskara Shem Shemaim Levata, Lodu Asay Es Hashem Elokechatira, Veloisa Asay Veloisiso Eshem Hashem Lashav. Unbelievable. You press a button, and you hear the shots, the chazan.
What you're going to hear.
Let's say you know what you're going to hear, and you turn it on. So this sefer, Tarish Shoyam, says, you have just violated an asay nalois asay. V'chayiv malkas, v'afil das atoysis v'harosh, de'ali de'bracha hu midrabon. It's not so terrible, because they are of the opinion that a person makes a bracha levatala. Person took a drink of water, he made a shagin. I want to make another bracha. I want to do it again. You're not allowed to. You already made a bracha. You can't make one bracha. I want to do it again. And you make another bracha, and another bracha, and another bracha. Has the person been over on the loisa says Hashem kechatira, loisis Hashem shashem levashav, taisis, and the rush say no. It's an important idea to know. You're not chayiv. The only time you chayiv is only when you say it outside the context of a shevach v'hoida. But if you're saying Hashem's name within the context of giving praise to Hashem, even though you have no obligation to do so, you've already done your requirement, you have already fulfilled your requirement of making a bracha, now this bracha is redundant, doesn't matter, you're not allowed to do it, don't get me wrong. And if you do so, you have violated Nisa Midrabban, you have not violated Nisa Deraisa because the Shem was pronounced within the context of praise. That's only what you say with your mouth. But if you turn on a MP3 player, al yidei kli mechona shu derech tanug, its enjoyment usachoik and laughter have de oiraisa. Amusement, deraisa. Isn't that an amazing chiddush to hear? Someone, a poysik, would say such a thing? But that's what he says. Aval, the munkacha comes to the rescue. The munkacha loves. Aval, so the shuv is minchas alozar, kosav to be shemar ha machoina, enoi ver alhoa se, veloisa se. The isser ze shaykh davka biyoitse mipi ho odam bardas. Veloi bimichona. Shehi goylam, it's just a goylam. Maral made a goylam. Goylam kli, the adam sheposha, the person that made the mistake by pushing shenigain besoicha, the chazan, who wasn't a Yerush Shemayim, who sang on this recording with Hashem's name, Eilif Onenu, he's not here. He's not here. Rak yesh kan iser, it's osir. And he does, the munkacha says, it's not a good idea. Sh'amr chazal kol mokom she'askor Hashem mitzuya anios mitzuya. So it's an incredible thing what he says. That listening to Hashem's name on a recording, the munkacha says, is not going to take you away from this thing that chazal said, which we don't understand what it means, that when Hashem's name is said levatola, there is poverty. Scary, it's a very scary statement. Ulchein af leha'aricha, even to arrange it, I won't put it on. I'll tell the guy to put it on. Yesh lochush lezev chayin b'shal shubus lavushim Mordechai kos of gamkei de'ain kan rak hagroma. There's no technical violation of halacha that you can be spared from. Uveze ein iser de'askaras Hashem el shiyesh iser mishum zilzul Hashem ayin sham. This leads to the very big problem, which there's no solution, and the olam is not nizar on videos of weddings, videos today. DVDs, yeah. and it's very difficult to go tell the videographer to go and do you the favor of to mute out the Shem Hashem through all the brachas. They'll charge you another $100 for that. So the oilam, what?
Not even that, it looks horrible.
What?
It's up to you then, to the listener, to the viewer,
to pay the money.
No, to mute it.
Well, you can't do it. It's not how you are. You can go sit. You can sit with the remote every 10 seconds. Truth is, however, when you come to that part of the wedding, you fast forward. How often do you watch it anyway? You fast forward, but it's a very big problem, and that's a problem with the bris, problem with all religious services. What do you do? I don't know. The oilam is definitely mako. You don't see people going crazy about this.
Goes under category
but. This is something which he said, okay, in a chanami, there's no iser, there's no prohibition, okay, we have many places going to be samachan, but you're not going to take away this scary statement of Chazal, the mokum zilzul Hashem mitzuya anios mitzuya.
It's not a cover up.
No one wants that. Who wants that? Who wants to play around with that? So I don't have a solution for this problem. Let's do one more halacha, dalet, shichon lezoyer. You should never make a bracha levatola or ligoim latzma levarich bracha shein tzricha. A bracha that you do not require. If you make one bracha, that's not necessary. V'yim nichshol levarich bracha levatola v'chin v'inyin acher yim nichshol v'hoitzi shem shan levatola yoyim achemecha baruch shein kivoid malchus sa'ul yoylam. But if you ever make a bracha levatola, so right away that is the best you can do to say those words in order to sanctify the shem shemaim. V'yim yal yachas sheisker sa'shem niskar shein. And now I remember, oh no, I don't need to make this bracha. So you should conclude, Lamdeni Fukecha, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Shehu Zeu Pasuk Sholem, V'Yavik Mo Limud. So now you are transforming what you have said, Baruch Ato Hashem, into a pasuk. So it's Derech Limud. Derech Limud is not so terrible. Kamo Limud V'Lo Levatollah. V'im Hiskil Lagam Tevus Elokeinu, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu. No longer can you transform this into a pasuk, because there is a word Elokeinu. Does not appear in the pasuk. V'niska miyadach Hashemar Elokei v'loy gamar nu yisayim v'yoymar Yisrael avinu me'olam v'yad olam. Beautiful halacha. Baruch Ato Hashem. If you say Elokeinu, it seems there's no hope. Then you have to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Moed. But if you say Baruch Ato Hashem, then you can say Lam Deni Chukecha. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokei. Oh no! And you remember in between the Elokei and the Nu, then you can rectify by say Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam V'ad Olam. Because that is a pasuk, so then also there is some degree of rectification. Shezeu Gamkein Lashon Pasuk Divrehayamim Mikol Mokom Yomer Gam Bezeh. He says a very important chiddush. It's not, that's really a cop out. So even if you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei, so then you right away say Yisrael Avinu Me'olam V'ad Olam, you still should say at the very end Baruch Shem Kol Malchuso Li'olam Vo'ed. Okay.
Some of the Siddurim before Ashrei, they have a whole list of.